everybody. Welcome back to The Shift. It's just me this week, going solo. Dez is in Las Vegas, living the dream, but still listen. It's a fun episode with Natalie O'Kerr, who's one of my best friends. We've had her on before. She is a repeat guest now. So it's a little long, it's an hour and a half, but it's fun. Like, we talk about Natalie's first love. She was cheated on, we talk about that. We talk about shame, like she has a bit of shame related to sex because she grew up in a small town in Lebanon and there was a lot of talk around not people shouldn't have sex. She talks a bit about jealousy and masturbation, and I try to convince her to do it more. Of course I do, it's my favourite thing. And labels, and kind of as well, like how hard it is for foreigners to date in New York City, just even, I guess, for anyone to date outside of their country. It's just hard, the cultural differences. So we chat a bit about that. And then she gives me a bit of advice on some kind of, I would have felt, creepy emails I got, but we're not really sure whether they're creepy or not, but we just fucking read them and we talk about them. And yeah, so stick with us. I'll talk to you at the end of the episode. Wait, you love the biscuits I just gave you?
Are those digestive? Digestive.
Wow, you just made Irish biscuits sound so much sexier.
I used to have them for breakfast.
I just gave
this is a dark chocolate one though.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, in my head dark chocolate is better for you.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's true.
Is it? It true? Is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So this is Natalie O'Kerr, and she's eaten some Irish biscuits because she was,
I don't know if they're Irish.
They're fucking Irish, right?
Oh, sorry, I don't think
so. Like, DJs.
Not because you've had them in Ireland that they're Irish.
They
I had them in Lebanon.
Do you know what? There's lots of, well, there's one other Irish thing. Well, that I always thought Cadbury's was Irish until I moved over here, and someone was like, "That's an English chocolate."
I'm gonna Google it.
You Google it there. So, hello, Shift listeners. Dez is not here right now, so don't turn off. You just have you have two ladies today. We have Natalie O'Kerr back, our Lebanese guest. She's coming to be Dez for today because he's over in Las Vegas doing gigs. Isn't that great?
It's Scottish, FYI.
Well, go fuck yourself, Natalie.
Sorry. Isn't that the same?
Oh, I thought I was being real nice giving you.
I'm kidding. I know it's not.
It's not Scottish?
It is Scottish.
Oh, it is Scottish.
Yeah, so it's not Irish.
Okay.
Sorry, Katie.
It's so weird. I have the earphones in. Usually Dez has the earphones in.
So now you hear my voice. And
no,
like,
now I hear my high pitchedness. I'm like, that poor man.
I will say, though, you speak a lot softer when you're doing your pod than you do in real life.
Yeah, well, I have to because...
Is it too much if you speak like...
Yeah. Well, last episode we did, Dez said I gave him tinnitus. Tinnitus? Is that where your ear is sore from me being high-pitched?
I guess.
So, yeah. So I try to talk.
That's so funny.
I even try on stage to talk really slow so people can understand me.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? Like, you were calling me the other day and I don't know who I was with. Then before I picked up the phone, I was like, oh my God, my Irish friend is calling me, and I hate it when she calls me because I can't understand anything she's saying. Like, every time you call me, I get a mini anxiety attack because I know I'm going to be like 100 times. I'm going to be like, what?
You get
what? And then you get frustrated. You're like, and then you repeat and I'm like, oh, she's getting frustrated. And then sometimes I say what twice and I still don't understand what you're saying. And I'm like,
and you also, okay. No, you go, Katie, I can't understand you.
And I feel so bad and I lose my patience. Like, I get impatient. I'm like, I can't understand anything because I'm tired. I'm like, I can't understand anything.
It's two foreigners trying to have a phone call.
Yeah, but it's like your accent with the phone and your high pitch, it's like it becomes impossible to understand you.
See, when Natalie learned English, she learned it off what? Anaconda?
Oh, that was one of the movies.
So she learned it from American movies. You just learned the wrong English. You should have learned it from, we have The Snapper, an Irish movie, and...
Well, then I'm sorry, your movies were more popular.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I know.
Is Trainspotting, is it?
Honestly, I'd love to answer that question, but
you
I've
don't
never
know?
Seen it.
I feel you like haven't seen Trainspotting?
I feel like it's British.
It might be, but it was a little like... I wonder what it is. Ugh, I'm too lazy to Google it again. It's a movie about heroin.
Yeah, I remember it being about heroin, yeah. But I didn't watch it.
It was my ex-boyfriend's in high school's favorite movie.
Oh, okay.
He made me watch it with him, and I was like, what the fuck?
What did he end up doing in life? Did he end up being a crackhead?
No. He's doing good right now. He's in Lebanon. He's working in the family business. Still the That's love nice. Of my life.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, is this the one you showed me a picture of?
Maybe, probably.
He's handsome anyway, whoever you showed me a picture of. Yeah, he'd be the love of my life as well.
Do we? I think our first loves will always be...
Ugh, mine's not.
Oh.
I don't actually...
Oh, God, no. Oh, dear.
No.
Was
no.
it that bad? What happened?
Well, I don't want to say because... I feel like there might be the odd friend who listened to this and be like, I know who you're talking about.
We'll talk about it off
air. I won't insult him too much. I've definitely
you almost threw up just now, so I think that's enough of an insult. You were like, ah, no.
I know that I was in New York City, so like, you know, this is when I was 25, so like 10 years after being with him, and someone was like, didn't you used to date, and said his name and said it so like,
and did you like almost choke?
No, but he said it so like nastily, and I was like, don't be mean.
Oh, someone who knew him.
Yeah, like because they were, you know, they didn't think he was cute, but I was like, okay, well don't be mean. So
that's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
My high school boyfriend, my first love, was really cute.
No, mine wasn't, but he used to buy me beer, so you know.
Mine cheated on me.
Oh no.
Yeah.
This is your one that's still your love.
Yeah.
How did you find out he cheated on you?
It was such a weird story because when we were together in high school, we started dating when I was in 10th grade. And then at the end of 11th grade, so we had been together almost 2 years at that point, our best friend told me he was cheating on me. So I broke up with him, but he wasn't. And I believed my best friend. And then he was like, don't break up with me. I'm not cheating on you. I was like, yeah, you are, you piece of shit. I didn't give a shit. I was like so mean to him. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Blah, 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 blah. Because I'm like so proud. I just have too much pride. And I was like, I just didn't want to hear it. And so I broke up with him. And then we didn't talk for a year. And then he moved to London for college. He went to UCL in London. And then when he came back that summer, we ran into each other again. And then we started dating again. Or so I thought. And then when we started dating again, he actually cheated on me just to get back at me for leaving him. Yeah.
Okay, and this man is...
He cheated on me with the girl I thought he had cheated on me with at the time, but he hadn't.
Because he was... Okay.
He was just resentful.
But... Okay.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
I know. But we were kids. We were 18.
Well, firstly, it's like, I guess he's going for the mentality, if I'm going to get in trouble for it, I might as well already do it. But this thing is that... So that's like a plan. That's like a long time in the works.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's very petty.
Very petty. And you still love this man.
With all my heart. Yeah, I still love him, I think, yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm in love with him. I don't think about him. Like, I'm not like, oh, I want to end up with him. I know I'm not going to end up with him. But it's funny because we had a conversation once where he asked me, he was like, because we tried getting back together for years after that. Every year since we broke up in 2011, we tried getting back together in 2012. We tried getting back together in 2014, then in 2015. And then I left Lebanon and I moved here. So just like we kept trying from 2009 to 2015 to make it work, and then shit kept happening. But we had a talk once, I think it was like in 2014, where he was like, he was like, do you know what love is? And I was like, I think so. He was like, what do you think love is? And I was like, I think love is just wanting to be with someone no matter what. Like, no matter what circumstances they're under, or no matter what circumstances you're under, what's happening, you just want to be with that person no matter what. And he was like, I don't agree with you. I was like, what do you think love is? And he was like, I think loving someone is when you just want the best for them no matter what, even if the best means not you. And I love you that way. Oh. And that's why I can tell you I really love you, because I want the best for you. I was like, is that your subtle way of trying to break up with me, you fucking piece of shit bitch?
Yeah, it's very confusing, to be honest.
Yeah, but we weren't together at the time when he said that, to be fair. But I didn't know if he really meant it, or if he just said it to have an excuse to leave me, or like to not be with me without being an asshole about it. I don't know. But anyway, now he has a girlfriend. Ugh. Whatever. But we're still like in the same group of friends. So like when I'm in Lebanon, I see him. Like we're in the same group chat right now. Like, so we're in each other's lives.
And we've no Lebanese listeners, I don't think so. I've never seen it pop up on the chat.
Even if I don't care, I'm so open about my life. I don't give a shit. Like even if he hears it, I won't deny it. I don't care. I'll say it out loud. I don't give a shit. But it's like I want the best for him. I do, and I don't think we'll ever end up together. But I really think that every person has a person for them in this world. I think we were all born to be with someone.
Do you?
I really do. But I feel like we don't always end up with that person. I feel like we're all meant to be with someone. We each have a soulmate. But the people who actually do end up with their soulmates are very, very lucky, because you have the soulmate, you have the person who's made for you, but you got to be lucky enough to meet them at the right time and for things to align at the right time and at the right place. And I think he was my soulmate and he is my soulmate, but I think that we didn't align things well. So we're not going to end up together. But I know that he's my person and I'm his. But it's just, we're not going to end up together. And I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with ending up with somebody else and falling in love again if I do. And I think he will fall in love again too. But I just think if we had met a little bit later, we would have been able to be together.
Sadly. Yeah, being young is like, it's too hard, because you make, like, I even think though, like I look back at a lot of stuff I did with guys when I was younger, how I handled situations. And I'm like, I'd be a great girlfriend now, but that's just because I'm old. I'm 29. Yeah. Oh my God, you just chill out.
You would be a great girlfriend.
I know.
I do think that you would be such a good...
I think so too.
You know how to take care of people.
I love taking... That's the problem though. So I'll end up dating these guys and I just kind of like taking care of people. So I end up dating... I'm probably dating a little longer. I like having someone around. So then I end up in relationships that I'm not... Ugh, I shouldn't be in. But getting older has been like, I should just wait now until it's the right person. It's funny that you said about the soulmate thing, because I don't agree with you on that. I think you can be in love with lots of people, but I think the problem with nowadays is we're just so busy and we're not making the time, and then people are finding it harder to be vulnerable because
but I'm not saying you're not going to fall in love.
Okay.
I'm not saying you will fall in love only with one person. I'm saying that I think we're all made to be with one person. We were brought on this world to be with... We have one person that's meant for us, but we won't... It's more likely that we won't end up with that person, but that doesn't mean that we won't fall in love again.
Yeah.
I'll probably fall in love again.
I have fallen in love a million times, or I've never been in love.
Yeah, I think you've never been in love. Probably. I think most of us have never been in love.
I think it's been infatuation for me, where I'm like, this feels like... But it's like, I don't like infatuation. I don't like the feeling of it. I like...
Well, there's also passion. Yeah. There's infatuation, there's passion.
I like passion. Passion's great.
But passion is not love.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think you can have love and passion.
You could have love and passion, but passion is not love.
I think love is the thing longer. You know, you say I love you a few weeks in or a few months in or whatever, but it's not. It's infatuation. It's passion. And then love is the one that when it's longer and when there's days or weeks without passion that you still are like, still I want love. This person around. I don't know. I never last past 4 months. So
And this guy was the only one where I felt like that about. Like even when he would, like he went through a phase that was really bad, where he was not doing well at all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say why, but he was doing really bad and people kind of almost turned their backs on him. Everybody turned their backs on him. And when that happened, I was still like, I'm going to be by him through thick and thin. I don't give a shit.
And like while you were dating him.
That was 2014 when we were kind of broken up.
Yeah. And how old were you in 2014?
20.
Oh, okay.
And he was like going through a really dark phase and people had turned their backs on him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't give a shit what anybody else does or anybody else thinks. I'm going to be next to this guy for whatever he needs. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I never felt like that about anyone. And I still don't. I've never had a guy where I was like, oh, no matter what, I'll be there. Every guy that I've been with besides him or that I've dated, there's moments where I'm like, oh, I don't want to be around him.
Yeah.
Or why is he doing? You know when you like someone you meet and then they say something weird or they do something weird and you're like, don't ruin this for me.
I know.
I liked you. Now you fucking ruined it. Why? No.
It's like the way they talk
or something they say, like you start noticing it. You notice it once and then you can't stop seeing it.
Yeah, you're like, I noticed
all these things in him, but I still adored him.
Yeah, no, that's pretty. But let's roll back to him doing the petty thing.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? Can we just come back to that for a second?
Yeah, I don't know. We never really talked about it.
So you got back to dating and then he does cheat on you and he told you. He was like, look at you.
No, he did it in front of my friends and in front of me.
He kissed another girl in front of you.
So he didn't kiss her in front of me, but like he stopped answering my call. Like we were kind of seeing each other and then we have a weekend in Lebanon where it's like the week of August 15th there's like a huge holiday in Lebanon for the it's the holiday for the Virgin Mary, basically, on August 15th. So ever since we've been kids, on the week of August 15th, we all go up to this mountain in Lebanon and we spend the week there. And it's just parties and fairs and it's kids everywhere and their parents and friends. It's like a big party. We've been going there since we were 14 every year when we're there. Everybody, all the kids are up there in the mountain celebrating the holiday. Right,
the Virgin,
and it's in the kind of, and
Virgin
this is
celebrating the Virgin.
Yeah, but like we forget. It's like we barely think about the Virgin, you know. But it's like it's about partying. Basically, all the kids are up there, and it's like it's really fun. It's in the mountains. It's away from the city. It's in the valleys. These are the mountains where we go to ski in the winter. But in the summer, it's like just greenery, and it's amazing, and the weather is beautiful. And at night, there are big parties, and so we would go there, and then we would just spend the weekend or whatever. So I was there that weekend. And he was there and I was with him 2 days before and we were texting and whatever. I get there, I text him. I'm like, hey, I'm here. Doesn't answer. I call him, doesn't pick up. And I'm like, okay. And all his friends are my friends, but I was like, I'm not going to call the guys because I don't want to make it seem like I'm too desperate to get to him. If he's not picking up, I mean, I'm just going to let it go. But I was just like, in my head, I was like, what the fuck? We were supposed to hang out. And then he finally picks up. Like by my third call, I'm like, what the hell? He goes, oh, yeah, we're at Phillips. Phillips, i.e., who was my ex-best friend who told me he was cheating when he wasn't. That's the guy.
And when Philip, why did Philip tell you he was cheating when he wasn't?
Because he was just, he's a sabotage asshole.
And he ended up admitting that he had lied?
No, he never admitted it up to this day.
How do we really know?
Everybody knows.
That it's...
It's a very... the whole group got involved eventually. And it's been a story that's been rolling over for years now. And me and Philip are still fighting. Like when we're in Lebanon... Now, like when we're the whole group, me and Philip don't talk.
Philip must think you're his soulmate because why else would he?
Yeah, I mean, he did admit that he liked me. Okay. And then when I gave him a chance, he screwed me over. I gave Philip a chance like a fucking idiot.
Oh, you were like dating Philip?
We didn't date. I was like, I could give you a chance. I was like, maybe I'll give you a chance. And then he like was a dick. Philip was my best friend all through high school.
Yeah.
Like we went through everything together and then he just screwed me over and I was like, I've had enough of it. Like, so he screwed me over. I stopped talking to him. And anyway, so this guy that I loved, not picking up the phone, he finally picks up. He goes, yeah, we're at Phillips. And I was like, okay, well, I'm here. Yeah. If you want to hang out, let me know. And he goes, yeah, okay. And he hangs up. And I was like, what the fuck? We were together 2 days ago, like all over each other, like kissing. Mind you, we never had sex. Me and him never had sex. We were dating. We were really young.
Oh,
and
like then every you've time, never, we never had sex no. together. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. We've never had sex. And then, because when we were dating, I was 15. I was like super young.
Yeah, I had sex when I was 15. But
yeah, I lost my virginity at like 20.
I lost it a month before my 16th. So it's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. Nothing's too bad. I don't think. Okay, there's thanks. A moment. I have a friend who lost it at 14. She's an angel of a person. There's no age limit, I don't think. Anyway, not to judge anybody.
Yeah, her face is different.
I mean, you're probably a slut, but
I'm that's a big your whore.
Katie's a whore.
A quiet slut, I like to call
you
myself.
You are a quiet slut.
I know, but you know. But I still make them wait.
Yeah.
It's just because I've made a lot of people.
You're a slut. Actually, I just think that you're, I think you're what you should be.
Yeah.
You don't fuck around if you don't want to or with just anybody. But if you like someone, you'll just go for it, which is fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Back to the story.
We go to this big party, one of those big parties that was there. Okay. And I'm just standing there. All my friends are dancing and singing. I'm just standing there thinking about him. And I'm like, I don't understand like why he did that. What's going on? And then he shows up at the party with the girl and he's holding her hand and he walks to me.
God.
While holding her hand.
Oh my God.
And he looks at me and he goes, aren't you going to say hi to me?
Oh my God.
While holding her hand. And she's right behind him like, and I froze for a second and I went, excuse me? And he goes, aren't you going to say hi to me? And I just kept staring at him because I was like, I was just shocked. But also at the same time, I was so proud. I didn't want him to know that this affected me in any way. And I looked at him and I don't remember what I said. I just went, hi. And I turned back around.
Jesus.
And I was like, I'm not going to show any weakness, any feelings, anything. I didn't make a scene. I was like, someone who acts like that with me doesn't deserve to know that it affects me.
100%. I completely agree.
Jesus and so he Christ. Turned back around, left with her. And then...
But anyway, so he looked at you?
Yeah. And then he just left. And then I turned around and then I looked at my friends and I tried to keep on partying. But
did he leave with the girl?
Yeah. Yeah. He just stayed with her. I don't know where they went.
Oh, no. And did this girl know any of this was going on?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Ugh, I thought maybe she was an innocent bystander.
No, she had been all over him even when we were together back in high school.
Oh, no.
She'd been obsessed with him for years. She was obsessed with him.
She's not the girlfriend now?
No.
Okay. And did they, do you know what happened with them?
Yeah. They were having sex for like a year.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Because she was the daughter of the British ambassador in Lebanon.
Oh, Jesus.
And then when he moved to London, she had also moved back to London. So she would see him in London.
Wow. Gosh. Yeah. Fancy. They're like this is like one of those TV shows, you know, like Elite or that.
Yeah. Some shit like that.
TV show with the rich kids. Kinda.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly that. And then I try to keep enjoying the night. But then I looked at my friends. I looked at Nora and Alex, who are my two best friends to this day. And I was like, guys, I'm gonna cry. I think I need to leave.
That was in
2012. And they were like, yeah, let's go. And then we left. And then I just cried and cried and cried. I was like, I don't understand. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then the next day, one of my best friends, Noor, who's a psycho. She's not the same Noor. She's another Noor. She is, you know who reminds me of her? Cardi B.
Okay.
She's like an Arab version of Cardi B, but she's blonde.
Okay.
And she's a fucking psychopath. She's been one of my best friends since I was like 8 years old. Like, she's the kind of friend that my mom was like, be careful with this girl. Yeah. Like, she's that kind of girl. Like, she's a delinquent. She's insane. She so happened to be at Philip's house the next day. And my boyfriend was there. My ex was there with the girl. And at some point, they went into one of the bedrooms together. And I'm sure he did it on purpose in front of Noor for Noor to tell me. And so they go in. And then the girl left her phone on the table. So Noor took her phone and threw it out the window. So she calls me. She's like, guess what I just did? Oh, I was like, what? She goes, they went into the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. I took her phone. I threw it out the window. And she used to drive a Hummer at the time, which was like the fucking army truck. Yeah. A little blonde girl. That's how insane she was. Her personality was a Hummer. And she was driving a Hummer that was huge and orange. Fluorescent orange. She was an insane girl. And then she was like, I took my Hummer and I ran over the phone and I left. I broke the phone. I was like, what? She goes, ha, yeah, they fucking deserve it. I don't give a shit. Literally, I hang up with Noor. 2 seconds later, Philip calls me and I'm like, hello. He goes, what the fuck did Noor do to Nina's phone? I was like, I don't know.
This is crazy. I'm so ignorant, but it never occurred to me that young kids were like this in Lebanon.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? We're just too busy running away from the bombs.
Yes, completely.
Yeah, no, we were fucking crazy. And my friends were all insane. I had like really delinquent, degenerate friends. And so she broke her phone. She had to buy a new phone. And then Philip called Noor and he was like, what did you do? She was like, what are you talking about? I don't know.
I
didn't do anything.
Kind of wish she broke Philip's phone.
Yeah, but see, at the time,
opportunity.
We still didn't know about Philip. I still didn't know that Philip had lied
sorry,
to me.
I'm thinking of the
my boyfriend.
Yeah. I got confused.
But at that time, I still didn't know that Philip had done anything. I still hadn't known. In my mind, Philip was still on my side. I didn't know that from the beginning he was the liar. He was the one that started that whole thing.
So you thought when he... Okay, so...
When he cheated on me again, I thought he was just cheating on me
again. Oh, so it was later.
I was like, oh, there he goes again.
And you're like, fool me once, shame on you. Yeah. Fool me twice. And now you're feeling really bad on yourself. Yeah.
But then he was like, no, I really didn't cheat on you. So then after that, I went through a phase of like, oh, he didn't cheat on me, but Philip thought he did. And so there was a period where I was lying to myself saying, oh, Philip probably misunderstood at the time.
God, people need to stop getting this interest. This is actually going to lead up to something I want to talk about later. But people get involved in people's business.
People get involved a lot, yeah. And I think it's going to be something that never changes anytime. I mean, when it happens to you when you're a kid and you're like, oh, it's kid stuff. But based on what we're going to talk about later, I think it just happens all the time. I haven't been in a relationship in such a long time.
Yeah.
So I haven't had that happen to me in a while because I had just haven't been in a relationship, but even in friendships. But specifically in relationship, people, especially when you have a very loving relationship with someone and you're very close, people get jealous.
You do. You have that with friends. I've had friends who've gotten jealous with me with other
friends. Friends get jealous.
And instead of just being like, oh, hey, I'm jealous. And I feel like, do you still love me? Like, if people have just spoke what's on their mind. So let's say like, I've had one friend where eventually I had to be like, what is going on? Tell me. And they were just like, I just feel a bit left out. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Come out with us, meet them. Or, you know, I really love you and I want to be friends. And if people just spoke what's in their mind, it'd just be a lot easier. But it's not, that's not cool, you know?
It's not cool.
It's not cool.
Because most people who feel that, it comes from an insecurity. It's because they're so insecure within themselves that they don't know how to, like, so when people are so insecure, people get jealous when they're insecure.
Yeah, that's true.
People who are secure and confident don't get jealous. Sometimes they do, but they know better, right? But people who get really jealous to the point where they get hurtful, they can hurt you. These are people who are just so insecure that they can't see past that. So they don't have better judgment. They don't know that they're actually...
No, it's gone past the land of logic.
Yeah, they don't know it's them. They're too busy hating you. Or being jealous and wanting to sabotage it to feel better about themselves.
No,
they
completely agree.
Don't have the ability to be like, oh, wait a second. I feel that because I'm not satisfied with myself. They don't have the capacity to think like that. And these people are the most hurtful. Because a lot of times people will tell you, oh, you'll be like, oh, this person is jealous. They're mean. They're hurting me. And they'll be like, but she's so nice. It's like, yeah, I don't give a shit if she's nice. It's beyond that. They can be nice, but they can still hurt you.
No, I completely agree. I think as well for the people who aren't to that extent, but to the ones who get jealous and don't say it, it can fester. So I do think if you say it, you're giving ownership to the insecurity.
Yeah. I think you should say it to yourself at least.
Yeah.
That's how I grew out of it.
Yeah,
I used to get jealous, but I think I always had the ability to control it. But I had times like I rarely got jealous for personal reasons. Mostly I used to get jealous for professional reasons. Like, when I would see people accomplish things that I didn't or something like that. And then I think that when you go through that, and it's completely normal to go through that as a person, everybody goes through these moments, to take a step back and talk to yourself and be like, okay, I'm jealous right now. Why? Is when you're jealous of someone, it's not because of something they're doing. It's because of something you're not.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So work on yourself, understand what it is that makes you feel that you're missing something that they have, and work on fulfilling that thing so that you don't feel like other people have it and you don't.
Yeah.
Like when I remember last year when I had that moment of switch, it was last year when I was on tour with a comedian that I was opening for that I loved. I was with him in Dubai and I was in the hotel room in Dubai just so happy. I was like, I can't believe I'm opening for this guy in a theater here. I feel so fulfilled. I feel so happy. And I was on my phone, looking through my phone. I was seeing the stories of everybody in New York and different shows in New York. And I was happy to see people on shows. I was happy to see my friend being successful. I was like, oh, I feel happy. Usually I don't. Why am I feeling happy right now? I'm like, because I feel fulfilled.
That's also you growing as a comic, like professionally. So, you know, as we get older as a person, you just start to give less fucks. And same in your career. When you're new to a career, you're more likely to be like, oh, I want to get that.
Yeah. And I think that's where it came of, like, I took a second to think about it a little bit. I was like, why am I happy for that person now? Usually I would be jealous. I was like, I feel happy because I feel fulfilled in myself. I feel like I don't envy them. I'm happy for them because I'm doing my thing. They're doing their thing. And I was like, okay, so if I keep doing my thing and I keep focusing on just doing my thing, there is nothing anybody else does that I'll be like, oh no, why? Because I'll be doing my thing. I'll be happy. So ever since, I've just been focusing on me. And I've understood the value of that. And I just don't, sometimes I have like moments of weakness where I'm like, oh, I see people doing things I'm not doing much, but I can control it much faster now. And as long as I feel like I'm focused on me and I'm working on myself, when I see others, I don't get hurt. I don't get bothered. Like, no, if someone have a success, I'm like, yes, that doesn't mean my success is not going
to
come.
No, I completely agree with you. And just to swing it back. Mm. So we had kind of gone down that line because we'd been talking about a guy.
Right.
Getting involved in your relationship.
Right.
Do you think for other people in the same similar situation, who do you believe? The boyfriend or the friend?
Well, you can't generalize like that.
So, well, okay, yeah. Well, that's what I was just...
You want an answer for your thing?
No.
Who do we believe? I think...
But I think there's lots of times where people are in situations.
Yeah, so but sometimes the friend's going to lie, sometimes the boyfriend's going to lie.
I know, it's really hard. It's so hard. You can't know.
And unfortunately, you have to trust your gut. Sometimes your gut is going to be wrong. Mine was wrong.
And because that, okay, so that's what you did. You kind of, you were told.
I trusted my gut because he was my best friend. Like, he was like, when I tell you we went through everything together, I'm telling you we went through everything together. Like, he was there for me through thick and thin. Like, freshman year of high school, girls were very mean to me. I got bullied, like... They were mean. And he was, Philip was one of the, like, the cool guys in high school. He was very handsome. He got all the girls he wanted. Everybody respected him. When Philip said something, boys and girls were like, okay, he was a leader, right? And when all the girls, the mean girls, the pretty girls were mean to me, they kind of bullied me. Philip went to them and he was like, don't you fucking dare talk to her. I will ruin you. And they were like, oh, sorry, Philip. Yeah, he was just like there for me. But I was the only girl he hadn't gotten, right? I was the only girl who was just his friend, who was never... romantically involved with him. And Philip was just so used to having all the attention from everybody that when I was the one person who didn't give him that kind of attention, it kind of, I think, hurt his ego, where he was like, he tried, when he admitted he loved me at some point. And I think when he admitted he loved me, it was just his way to be like, this is the only girl I haven't gotten. I need to just get her.
Okay.
For my own.
He admitted he loved you before he told you about your boyfriend cheating or after?
After.
Okay.
A little bit after.
And so, yeah. And you still, you'd never been with Philip, you'd never been with your boy.
I had never been with Philip.
And with your boyfriend, so you were up until 20 and you had not, who'd you have sex with? You said you had sex when you were
20? Yeah, I started dating a guy.
Oh, okay, a different guy.
A different guy that had nothing to do with them. I had met him separately.
And were you, did you not have sex with your
I two- actually met him the night in 2012. It was the night, it was two nights after that whole thing happened with my boyfriend. And I saw him again two nights later at that mountains. We were still at the mountains and I talked to him. And he saw me and he was like, I'm sorry I did that. And I was like, why did you do this to me? And I was like, I was leaving in a week to go to college. And so was he. And he was like, I don't know why I do what I do. I just did it. I just wanted to hurt you. I don't know why. And we were talking. And then I went back into the club, into the bar that night. And I was like, I had just talked to him. And it was just so fresh. I had seen him with the girl 2 days before, literally 2 days before, staring at me. And I could feel him staring at me. And then he came up to me. He was like, hey, what's your name? I was like, why do you want to know my name? He was like, you just look like someone I know. And I was like, yeah, I'm not heartbroken over my boyfriend. And this dude is trying to flirt with me. I was like, get the fuck away from me. And he was like, still trying to talk to me. And he was still amused. And I was like, dude, just please get away. And he was like, okay. And he just left. He walked away. And then he added me on Facebook like 2 weeks later. I accepted him. Then I didn't see him for months. And I forgot he existed. And then months later, I was at a party and I see a guy staring at me. I feel a guy staring at me again and I look over and I see him and I'm like, oh my God, that's the guy from the bar from that night me and my boyfriend like had the big fight. And he came up to me and he was like, hey, do you remember me? I was like, yeah, I remember you. And he was like, how are you? Good to see you again. And I was like,
sex. Was that? Because yeah, I know you sure. Talk about, it's a, you know, you grew up Christian.
Yeah. But it wasn't religious. It was more just... society.
Okay.
In Lebanon, where I grew up, it wasn't really a religious. We weren't like religiously obligated. It wasn't like, my mom wasn't like, God will. It wasn't about God. It wasn't Christian at all. It was very just society. People talk. And it was like, oh my God, if you lose your virginity before marriage, no man is going to want you. The moms will not let their sons marry you. Everybody will know you will become the slut of the town.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
gosh, that's so much pressure.
Yeah, that's how it was. So I was just like terrified all the time. And I just like didn't let anybody touch me.
But did you do other stuff?
No. So this guy that just I started kissing. Dating when I was 20 was the guy. Oh, he was God. My first everything besides kiss. I had kissed before him. I had kissed my ex.
Yeah.
But besides that...
How long were you with the ex, the first, the true love that you...
We did it in high school when I was like from... We started dating, I was 15. Like
until like what, 18?
Sophomore and junior year.
Well, there's a lot of Irish listeners, so I don't know what that means.
I was 16 and 17. 15, from 15, from age 15 to 17.
So it's 2 years. All you did is kiss.
All we did is kiss.
Like no... Jesus.
And that was one of our biggest problems.
Oh yeah, well, I didn't want to say
because
it,
because he was like... We would break up every 2 months because he was like, Natalie, that's not normal. And I'd be like, aww. You either love me, because my mom was like, a man who really loves you is going to stay with you even if you don't want to have sex with them. So I was like, my mom said, in my mind, I was like, my mom said that if you leave me, if I don't have sex, if he leaves me, if I don't have sex with him, that means he doesn't love me. So I want to make sure he loves me. So I just never, and he stayed with me. He was like, fine.
Yeah. And then he didn't even cheat in the end.
He didn't even cheat. Honestly, I'm not even sure if he didn't cheat. Like, you just don't know.
No, he didn't. We all know for a fact that he didn't
cheat. The other thing, like, it is obviously okay you didn't have sex with him, you were younger. That's totally fine. But I do think it's natural and normal between 16 and 20 or whatever.
Yeah, it would have been totally normal.
Not even sex, just like blow or or like finger.
His mom caught us kissing once, and it was the most terrifying moment of our lives. It was just his mom just caught us kissing, and I freaked out.
It sounds like you have a lot of stress around sexual
stuff. I do. Yeah. That's why I stay away from So I mean, when it was so heavy for so long, it's very hard to like just, I think it's unconscious at this point, and I just associate sex to so much anxiety that I just stay away from it. I mean, like now I haven't had sex in 2 years almost.
2 years. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I'm just like, when I don't have sex, my anxiety is just so much lower.
Yeah, but I also think, are you having good sex? Are you in your head?
I've had good sex. I think with my ex, the one I lost my virginity to, it was the one where I was the most comfortable because he loved me. I knew him. We got along. It was like but ever since him, it's just been a fucking mess.
And so you go from him, right? He's the first person you've had sexual experiences with.
Yeah. He's great. We're and still
did you
friends.
Like, or if you don't mind me asking, did you orgasm or
come? I have no idea. I think so. I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I know, it's hard.
I don't even remember if I ever orgasm. I don't even know. I can't remember what sex is.
Yeah.
I live life without sex right now.
Do you? Okay. So wait. Let's pause.
What's the thing we're planning on doing? How did we get into this? We were supposed to talk about you.
We'll get to me in the end. Okay. No. Wait. So let's, as Americans say, hold the phone.
They do say that.
I know. They say so many things. Yeah. They say you do you boo, which I thought was sarcastic until a guy texted me saying you do you boo, and I was like, I was really offended.
I've never heard it with boo.
I was kind of offended.
I heard you do you.
I was like, okay, I will do whatever I want. Like, I was like, why is he saying that to me? Obviously I'm doing what I want anyway.
You don't tell me what to do. Yeah. I decide if Fucker. I do me.
Yeah. And then he said it again. No, I don't know. I don't think he said it again, but then I asked him, look, is this a term of endearment or are you being sarcastic? And he was like, no, it's a term of endearment. Katie. You do you, boo. I don't like it. It's not. Yeah. It's a little weird. Anyway.
It's fine. It's not that big of a deal.
I don't like it.
I say you do you.
I know. It's funny, though. Isn't it funny how you
don't say boo, though. I just say you do you.
Yeah, see, like, I guess when you read it, it's different. It was a
maybe you read it as you do you boo.
You do you
because
boo.
You just moved your head, like he just said it like, hey, you do you boo.
This poor guy.
And she was like, that motherfucker. Yeah, where he was just like, I'm just trying to let her know that I want her to do whatever she wants.
I know. He's just being a nice guy. And I'm like, fuck him. You'll have to wait 15 minutes for my response.
Is that a guy you still talk to?
Oh, yeah. No, I was joking about the, I take a text backstory away. I'm 3 years out of the waiting to... You know, like when you're younger and you
you
be
used
like,
to wait.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh no, I text right away.
Me too. I'm like, I have no chill. If I see it, I'll text back. If I don't text back,
unless I don't know what to say. Sometimes I don't know what to say and I need a second to think.
Yeah, true that. Or like I'm going to the loo or I'm like doing a show or like I've seen it and then I've thought I've replied, which I've done multiple times.
Yeah.
And then gone back into my messages and be like, oh no, I just said that in my head. And I'm amazing that the head didn't.
Oh my God. The other day I did that. I was sitting with my with a guy, with a friend of mine, and we were like both working, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I really wanted to poop, and I was like, oh my God, I really want to poop. And then 2 seconds later I go, oh my God, did I just tell you I really want to poop? And he goes, no, you didn't. I had actually never said it out loud. I just thought it, and I thought I said it. So when I was like, I thought I said it, and I go, oh my God, did I just tell you I really want to poop? And he was like, no, you hadn't. And I was like, oh, well, there's no point in hiding it now. So I'm going to go poop. And he was like, okay, ew.
That's just when you're so tired, you just can't function.
Yeah, yeah.
But wait, let's pull back. We have to pull back. Because obviously the podcast, a lot of the podcast started with me.
With sex and shame.
And sex and shame and trying to get over that. Right. And like, you know, recently I had a one-night stand there a few weeks ago. And technically, it's so funny. He wanted to see me again.
It could have been more than a one night stand, but you stopped it.
It could have been just so I wouldn't feel the shame.
And right. There should be no shame. It should be fine. I should, right. But it was, you know, and that's why I love doing the podcast, because it's like trying to get over those things. But yeah, like it was, how old are you?
Almost 26.
26. Okay, so I'm 29. And yeah. It wasn't until maybe 27.
That you had your sexual awakening.
Sexual awakening, learned right. how to orgasm, started right. touching myself, baby.
Right.
I don't know, I had to dance to that. Yeah. Just, I was comfortable saying yeah. it, so I did a little dance.
Okay, I get it.
So what about you, though? You said in 2 years you haven't had any, so you don't, you know, if you don't mind me asking, you don't masturbate.
Barely.
Barely?
Yeah, not really.
So like, an, so like... Like, so no, really. Like, I would
yeah.
nearly every couple of days.
Yeah, basically no, yeah.
And is that because, what? Like, is it because you're in your head or you don't like it?
I just don't think about it. I forget it. It's a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just forget about it.
But you don't feel shame towards it or whatever?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Why do you feel shameful about it?
I don't know.
I know.
I just always feel watched.
Yeah. Who's watching you?
I don't know. I just always feel watched.
And could you not try to, like, would you... I just think it's such a great thing for like anxiety, and the fact that me and you have like a couple of jobs, it's such a good stress yeah, reliever.
But I agree, but it's like also I'm like sometimes if I have anxiety I'm like, oh, if I did it I will feel good, and then I'm like, no, I wouldn't, my problems will still be here, so what's the point? And I just fall asleep. I'm just like, I just think everything, I'm just always like, what's the point about yeah. everything? Because I'm like,
it's nice to feel good though.
Yeah, I don't have the time for it.
And when you do it, can you make yourself orgasm?
I guess,
because I thought I was and I wasn't. That's why I was
really.
I was
so
the same.
How do you know when it?
Because then when it did, I was like, oh, hey. Because I was the same with you. I would just do it, and I'd be like, oh, this just like feels kind of nice, but what's the point? It's not. And then I decided that I would make it a point to make sure that I knew, because I'd read up about some stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely not coming or orgasming, because when I would get that like feeling,
right,
it would to me before I orgasm, it feels like a little sad for a second, and then it feels great, or it feels really? Like I need to wee or but I was like, right, I just need to push past it. So I just right. I made it like a chore, like I was like, I'm gonna push past this, and now it's like the fucking best.
Interesting.
And I did find, I've said it on the podcast before, but I did find that doing it in the shower, because the pressure right. of the water on me
yeah
takes my head out of it a little right. bit. You're not like
right,
because if you get distracted for 2 seconds, I'm like gone.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely would recommend.
I'm too tired right now.
Oh, don't do it right now.
I'm gonna make Natalie, you do it here.
Take your hand back into your fans. What's this, Louis CK? Oh, Natalie Aucar, the first female Louis CK.
Oh my god, are you kidding? I'd rather die than fucking masturbate in front of someone. Did you get a text?
No.
Oh my god, I got a text.
You wouldn't like to masturbate in front of someone, not even in no. front of a guy?
No, I would hate that.
Oh my
that.
God, no, seriously, that's the only way you can, that's the only way I can come in sex.
In front of people?
I, no. It, no, like with them inside you.
Oh, with a guy inside of me? Yeah. Touching your clit. I mean, with drinks. Oh. Katie, I don't remember.
Okay, we need to.
I haven't had sex in so long. I don't remember. But now the longer I stay without sex, the more it becomes, I feel like yeah. it's going to be my first time again.
I know. I actually completely understand what you're saying, because I think it's like, it's more pressure now.
Right.
Oh, no, I want you to have sex.
Right.
Go have sex.
With who?
I don't know. Find someone cute.
Ew.
So, who was the last guy you had sex with?
A guy.
Was it an American boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did you
he wasn't really my boyfriend, we were just kind of hooking up for a while.
Really?
I mean, yeah, we were just kind of like, we were seeing each, we, I mean, we never labeled it, but we were kind of together. Yeah.
Yeah,
but we never were like boyfriend girlfriend, we never admitted it. We were both very reserved, and we were both like not willing to be vulnerable. That was why it was a problem, and we fought a lot, and we were both like too proud, and we were both young also. It was like 2 years ago where I'm like, I changed a lot in the last 2 years. I think you changed a lot between 23 and 25. Yeah. A lot. And it was just like, yeah, I don't know, we weren't really boyfriend girlfriend, but we were hooking up and like kind of seeing each other for almost a year.
Jesus, that's almost. A long time to be
like 7 months. Yeah, but we would break up a lot. Like, we would call things off a lot, and then we'd get back together and call things off a lot.
And you think it's good that you're not together now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. It was so bad. It was such a bad... We're friendly now. We're friends. Like, sometimes we hang out. We still have a drink from time to time. Sometimes we get on the phone. We talk for, like, an hour. Like, we're still friends. But it was just such a bad relationship. Like, even now we talk about how bad it was that we were ever together. We should have always been just friends.
Yeah. And did you guys see other people while you were seeing each other?
No.
So yeah, you're basically together the whole time.
Yeah, we were together, but we were just like, it was like one of those things that we were like, we were this couple that everybody hated being around. We were always fighting, and then everybody had to get involved. And it was just like, let's get them to talk, let's get them to leave. No, we can't. And then we were part of the same group, so the whole group couldn't hang out when we were fighting. So it just like split. I'd be with the girls, he'd be with the guys, and I was just like, okay, this is dumb.
And so was he your only sort of partner over here? Like, did you find,
yeah,
so obviously English isn't your first language, even though your English sounds fucking better than mine.
Thank you.
We did get questions in about English language relationships, but sure, yours is fine.
Yeah, my English, I mean, my accent is better than my vocabulary, so okay. I sound like I can talk really good, but I just
Do you find it hard dating someone who doesn't have the same first language as you?
Yeah, I'd rather date someone who speaks my language, for okay. sure. I'd yeah. rather be with someone who speaks exactly like me. I'd rather be with someone from my country, for sure.
Did you find that hard coming over here to America and dating American lads?
Yeah.
What is
just cultural. It's a cultural shock. I'm just so different.
Yeah. How? Because I do feel like, I'm asking you this because I do feel like you're very similar to me, so I'm wondering.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's very similar to your thing. It's just like the dating culture here is just very different. Like in Lebanon, we don't really have a dating culture, or at least we didn't when I was there. Maybe now that I'm older, if I was there, it would have been the same. I don't know. But I left when I was 21, and it was just like if I went on a date with a guy, we're together. That's it. What is he gonna do? Screw me over? Like, we know all the same people. Yeah, like, yeah. How are you gonna fuck me over? And I never really gave a chance to a guy unless he was like someone I knew in my circle. Like this guy that I dated, we were in the same group of friends. Like he's best friends with my cousin, we're literally, his best friends are my brothers. So he couldn't just like hook up with me and throw me to the curb, you know? It's like, he's like, this is Natalie. She's part of the family here. Like I can't just like be a dick to her. And I never really gave a chance to outside guys. And then here, and I come here, and I'm like, all I have is outside guys. I don't have my people. I don't have those guys whose parents know my parents, whose uncle knows my aunt or whatever, or who's, you know? So here, everybody is just so easy to disappear from people's mm-hmm. lives. So people just don't think twice before being dicks. They get into relationships, or not even relationships. They get into like dating someone or hooking up with someone without being like, oh, I should be careful. Right from the start, they're like, I don't care. What does it matter? There's millions of people in New York. I'm not going to see that person again, which probably you won't, because it's such a big city. And it's like, people here are like, we're going to date for a while and maybe see other people, then maybe have the talk, then decide if we're in a relationship. I'm like, excuse me?
I know, I hate it.
Why? How am I supposed to figure out? Why do I have to this talk with you? Over there, it was just so simple. We're going out, we're together, that's it.
Yeah, and if you stop liking each other, you break up, move on.
Yeah, I don't know how to have those conversations. Like, it's something that's so extraterrestrial to me, to be like, okay, so what are we, that I can't do that, that I'm like, I'd rather just not get involved, because what if I think we are, but then we're not, and then I get involved, and then he doesn't, and I'm like, people, like, the term ghosting, I learned it when I was here. I can't ghost over there. Yeah, are you kidding me? We're all in each other's faces. We're such a small country. Like, we so all funny. Know each other. You're going to ghost me. What the fuck does that even mean? Like, it took me a year to understand. I would hear ghost, ghost, ghost. I was like, what is this? And then when I started talking to boys, I was like, oh my God. Oh, okay. Now I get it. Yeah. And it's just like, and I'm like, this is so exhausting to me that I'd rather just like not get involved. Now I'm going to Lebanon next week. I'm going to be there for a week. I am a lot more open to maybe meeting someone there in just a week than I am in meeting someone here, although I live here. Yeah. It's just too much. It's just like the cultural clash is just, it's a lot.
I just don't know if it's New York or if it's our generation, because I hear
right.
a lot of like, because I haven't lived in Ireland in 5 years, so I can't really.
But that's the thing with me too. I haven't lived in Lebanon in 4.
But I know that what I would have thought of dating is very different to what I think now. Like people are very afraid of commitment and afraid to kind of just make that leap and just stick with one person. But because we're in a city with 8 million people, there's so many fucking options.
Right.
And people don't want to. Whereas I'm like, I love just having one person. I can't be arsed with
You know what I think people. It is in New York too? It's that for sure. There's 8 million people or whatever. But it's also everybody in New York is on a mission.
Yeah.
Everybody's busy. Everybody's busy chasing a dream, chasing a goal, getting things done.
Yeah.
That you have, like, even for us. Like, when do we have the time to give the energy and the time for something?
Well, and for especially for me and you, I was just thinking about this.
Yeah.
Some guy was talking about how it made sense for, he was in a long distance relationship, and it made sense for him and his girlfriend to be non-monogamous while right. be open. But it would never make sense for me to be in a non-monogamous relationship. And I think the same as you, because we don't go out and have sex.
Right.
Like, I can really only enjoy sex if it's someone I like, and what I'm attracted to is so small that when I find someone I'm attracted to, I'm willing to be like,
right,
I'm kind of willing to date them and willing to
me too.
Get into a relationship. And because I'm just like, I'll go out to a bar once a week, and there'll be a million, or there'll be 500 people in the bar, I won't fancy any of them. And then maybe once in 6 months I'll see someone I fancy,
right,
and I'll be like, right, that's the thing. I could never, I'm not, my sexual, I don't have a sexual drive like that, where I'm out, I needing to like hook up every weekend. It just right. makes sense. I guess it depends on what your sensibilities are.
Yeah. And I'm like that too.
Yeah. I wonder, is that because I don't know. Like, I'm not in Ireland, so I don't know what it's like there now, but I do think there's a lot of hooking up here, a lot of sex in bathrooms, which sounds great, but I'm just like, oh, yeah. I'd have to take my pants off. I've got to put my pants.
Oh my God.
But I've had sex in bathrooms with my, well, true, and we have to get to that as well, but I've had sex in bathroom with my ex-boyfriend. Like, right. That's a lot of fun, but also we knew, like, that was different. It was like fun relationship stuff.
Yeah,
I knew him. It was safe,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And it was even, yeah. Jesus. No, it's definitely hard here as a foreigner.
Yeah.
And
I struggle a lot,
and
for sure
they're more the thing to be chill and cool and no labels, and I'm like, I hate.
But that's why, yeah, and it's so much like that. It's just so complicated that even when a guy says hello, the first thing I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, don't. I'm just,
would I be arsed?
I'm just like, let me just leave.
Yeah, I know, and I think that's why I ended up like the two guys I dated over here longest. They were only like 4 to 5 months,
right.
But definitely maybe a month in, I was like, I had seen all the red flags, but I was right. just like, oh, I don't want to go back out there.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take yeah. this liar and right. guy who's spending all my money
right.
to, you know, and then you're like outweighing, and then your standards are lower. So you're like outweighing, I don't know, yeah, there's right listeners. I don't know if you can hear this, but.
That's your radiator.
Oh, yeah, they're all. Oh. This has been actually a running team three times.
Why did you think it was a ghost?
I don't know what was happening there. But yeah, I guess what was I saying? I can't even remember now.
I forgot radiator. I interrupted you. Sorry.
I know, it's absolutely fine. Oh, listeners,
about
if only you could remember.
Sex in the bathrooms. And wait, where did we go?
You were talking about hooking up a seriousness. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But the point is that...
What was the point I was trying to make? Sex, cultures.
I guess us being foreign and trying to date.
Very hard.
Also, like, what's wrong with just dating someone, being with them, and when you don't like it anymore, just fucking break up?
Because it's hard to confront
someone. I knew what I was going to say. Your standards are so low that when you... Let's say if I were home and I was seeing the red flags, maybe I'd be like, yeah, good luck. But here I'm like, oh, I guess I'll take that he's checking my pulse to see if I'm lying. Because he also buys me dinner. So, you know...
I guess it's okay if he's a murderer.
I know.
And he wants to wear my skin.
He's lied about this STD stuff. But, yeah. You know, he's tall and handsome and has his own apartment. So,
oh my God.
And that's why, like, I love now that ever since I've gotten out of those weird relationships that...
That's the thing with me also. I will never have sex with a guy again if he doesn't show me his STD test results.
It's so hard.
I need you to come with me with a paper.
They're all riddled.
Yeah, or else I don't fucking trust you. You know what? We're not going to have sex until we go together to the clinic. I fucking test you. You can test me too. And then we make sure we're both clean. And then we have sex.
This is a great aphrodisiac.
This is a great way. Right, is anybody turned on
play.
Right now?
Where do you want to go for dinner? Well, I'd like to go to the clinic.
Just in case.
And like, obviously as well, if they come back and they're like, yeah, I have some long-term disease or whatever. Look, we're not shaming anybody who has that. You just fucking let them know. So
you let
know
them know so we know what
yourself.
To do. Yeah.
But Yeah, so.
And if you want to have unprotected sex, let us know that we can, but I don't want to take the risk.
And you know, like when you were talking about, just swing back, it just made me think about this, like, you're talking about like dating and it being shitty here. And I definitely haven't talked about this on the podcast, but you made me think about it when you were saying the friend got involved. I was telling you about the friend, but you weren't sure. You listened to the friend.
The fucking dick wrote me a poem. I should publish it to everybody to see.
Yeah, I would love to hear this, but why didn't you fucking
It was in French. If it was in English, I would have shown it to everybody. But this stupid idiot wrote it in French.
This the friend.
You know what I should do? I should send it to the group chat because they're both in it.
Yeah, do.
Philip and my ex. And it's like the group chat where we talk every day, everybody.
I say, yeah, do, but I would never do that. I hate drama so much.
No, like, they would kick me out of the group chat.
No, don't do it.
No, because I was the last one to be added in.
Okay, yeah.
It's just me and one other girl. And the other girl, they had her for the longest time. But me, it took them a lot of time to add me to the group chat because they were like, you're an ex.
Okay.
We can't have you in there. And I was like, I'll be chill.
I'll be chill.
And yeah, they were like, Natalie, okay,
let's
put Natalie.
You're not chill at all.
I'm chill now, but if I do something like that, they'll be like, we're removing
They'll
that.
Just be like, no.
This is good vibes only.
Well, so no, that guy, the guy I dated that here, that him, and actually he's also from Ireland, but there's no way anybody can figure out, like, there's no association, but like it'd be really hard. He's like literally off the map. The guy's not social media,
right?
But he was the alcoholic slash, you know, he needed a lot of money, and it was very stressful. But when we got together,
that wasn't your first love, right?
It wasn't the one
you were talking about earlier.
Oh no, the one I was talking about earlier, actually, he kissed a girl in front of me as well.
Fucker.
And
when
we were together, I walked into the sitting room, we were all drinking a Paddy's Day, and it was a girl who was like, looks like me, people say she looks like me, so it was really weird. She was also popular, I wasn't popular, so I was just like, but I remember just being like, this is my problem though, I wouldn't be like that now, but I was just like, oh fuck it, I don't care. And he was like, oh no, you didn't see that, you saw it wrong. And I was like, okay, but yeah. But also he was like super unattractive, so I was like, you're cheating on me.
Yeah.
but yeah, he just kissed. But anyway, I was only 16 at the time, so you know, that's besides the point. But the guy here, it's so mortifying, like, right now when I think about it, because we met each other, and it was one of those where you're like, oh my gosh, you're just mad about each other, like complete infatuation, where right. You mistake it for love. And we just like fell for each other straight away, and we were going for a drink that night where he worked, let's say. And we had worked together, we were both working there. And then this girl comes in, and he brings her outside, and he's talking to her, and he comes back in, and she looks like visibly upset. And then she calls him a bunch of time on his phone when we're walking to the next bar. And I'm like, what is going on? Is that your girlfriend? And he's like, no. She's just like, look, to be honest, we were meant to have a date tonight, but like, I just went out and cancelled on her and said I had a friend. But it was just the first day, like, I don't know what's going on. And then later on, I found out, like, a few people tried to tell me, but I was like, no, I believe him, you know. And he had even said to me that when we had sex for the first time, he's like, oh, I haven't had sex in a year because I was waiting for the right person. Why do I believe this shit? Oh my god, it's so embarrassing.
I don't think that ever exists. I don't think any man has gone a year
like,
without
he was
sex.
Just like, oh, I was just waiting because, you know, I like to, oh my god, I can't even.
Men will fuck anything.
I know.
To fuck. They will never go as long as a year.
I know.
Impossible. I've never met. Maybe, but the guy who's done that, I've never, ever met. And I know a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And no. I've known the lamest guys, the hottest guys, the ugliest guys, the cute, everything. I know all ranges of men. None of them have gone more than like a month without sex.
I know. So then this girl came into the bar and was bitching about me, like being like, oh, she fucking stole my man or whatever. And the girl, one of the girls who was working at the time, was like, actually, no, she had no idea about it. And she didn't know, and she ended up someone tried to tell me, like, kind of being like, look, I think there's something odd about him. And I was like, I was just like, no, I'm gonna believe him. But then when we broke up, the girl the girl I worked with came to me and was like, look, just so you don't get back with him, he had been sleeping with her, they were seeing each other for quite some time. He just never labeled it. Ooh,
see,
this is all linking up to what we'll talk about in a minute. But and I just felt so bad for that girl, because I was like, god, now I look like, but the thing is, like, if he met me and was like, actually, I like her more, and right. I really wanted to be with me and didn't want to miss out on the opportunity or whatever, like if he was like, oh, I need to have the date with her tonight,
then he would have said the truth.
He should have just been honest. Yeah, and like, look, I've been seeing her, but yeah, I don't really like her.
If he lied, he's sketchy.
Exactly, the fact that he lied was like the big thing. And then you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, now I look like, you've made me look like a bitch,
right?
But yeah, so that's the thing where people are trying to tell you, and then but then as well, the people I worked with didn't really want to, they wanted to tell me, they were kind of trying to tell me in a backgrounded way, but they didn't really want to get involved. So it's like, it's hard, because of course you're going to believe the person you're with,
right?
That's
right.
It
right.
So
love makes us dumb, feelings make us dumb.
Yeah, but it's nice to be dumb. I'd rather be in love 17 times it. and be hurt and be fine.
Not me.
Really? See, this, I think a lot of people are like you. They don't want to just jump into it and be vulnerable. Yeah. You're missing out though. That's why everybody's going to be alone. That's why there's going to be sex robots and we're going to be have an inability to actually fucking talk to people. That was my little vent there. I want everybody just go for your loves.
Yeah, you guys go. I'm going to stay, but you guys all go. I agree with Katie, but just not for me.
Let me see, make sure I asked you all the questions I wanted to ask you. Mm. Dating in New York City, cultural difference.
We talked about
dating
that.
Dating story, language, we shame, sex, OCD, baby. So Nali Aucar has OCD.
I don't know if I have OCD or not.
I seen you come out of a Starbucks toilet and, if you don't mind me saying this, can I say this story?
Yeah.
Take sanitizer out of your handbag, rub it on your hands, and then rub it on your face. And then I said to you, what did you just do? And you go, I need to wash my face before I'm in a new building or something. Yeah. And they didn't have a hand washer in there, so you put sanitizer.
Right.
So I'm sorry, that's definitely some sort of OCD or mental.
Yeah, I have a thing when I walk into a new place. That's true. Every time I walk into a new room, I have to wash.
Yeah, this is a mental health OCD thing.
It kind of
drove
me a little nuts that there was no soap here, but...
Oh, it is on the right.
Yeah, but I was like, this is dish soap.
Oh, you need hand soap here as well.
Yeah, so I was just like, I was like, I can't...
You get some in the bathroom.
But see, sometimes I'm able to control it.
You should have went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I should have. But like now I just keep my everything away from my face right now, you know? But I do. I don't know how extreme it is because I started seeing a therapist, but then I stopped right away. But then he told me that I did have OCD by like the second session. But then after like 5 sessions, I stopped seeing him. So we never went through and dug deep through the OCD because I was like, I don't want to stay here.
Was his office dirty?
No, his office was fine. It's just he wasn't great.
Oh, great.
And so, yeah, it's just... My OCD has just been developed over the years and it's been it changes, it morphs, it takes different shapes. It's like it didn't manifest itself in different, like I used to have it over sex. Like I didn't have it over sex. Sex triggered my OCD really bad. Like when I was sexually active, I became very, like my OCD tripled. I think it comes like, we think, oh, it's just the OCD I want to wash my hands because I hate germs. I have problems with germs. When actually, you don't have problems with germs. You have underlying problems with other things and it manifests itself through something because germs is something you can control, right? So you see that you held something dirty. You're like, oh my God, I can wash my hands right now. Or no, I want to wash my hands. And then I want to wash them again and again. I want to make sure they're super clean. It's because you can control this. And I think it comes from a place of when you feel like you're losing control over something that you want to control something else immensely. So when I was sexually active, I felt like I lost a lot of my control over some stuff, especially the last guy I was with, where I just felt like I was losing my confidence, I was losing control, there were a lot of things that were out of my hands and things like that. And then so I projected onto other things and I became super OCD. I was like, okay, I have to make sure I'm always clean, I have to make sure my health is good, blah 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 blah, blah, blah. And then it just kept morphing into other things. So now my OCD has been like super flared up in the last 2 years.
Yeah. I also think as well for you to orgasm, it's losing control. And I think people who have issues with control.
Yes, I do. For sure.
I used to be like that. I used to have to control.
For sure.
Other things because I couldn't control.
I feel unsafe. That's the thing.
And like, so would the OCD as well affect, so like if you're having sex with someone, how does that affect you in the moment with the other
I always think every time I have sex with someone, I think they're going to give me a disease.
Okay, well, so the guy who truly loves you, your first date, he will bring you to the clinic. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I'll let him know when he's like, "What's wrong?"
No, but we shouldn't do that. I should just have protected sex and be fine with it. And if I catch a little thing, like that's how it should be.
It should be like that. Absolutely.
It should be like that. Agree, but
just use condoms.
Yeah, but even then, I'm just like, don't touch me. What if you do something and it just like, it stays with me. Something of yours stays with me. I don't want that. Like I freak out. But what's interesting is when I go back to Lebanon, my OCD is very, like very low.
Yeah. That might be as well just being
I feel safe there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel around my people. I feel like nothing can happen to me. That's bad because I'm surrounded by.
It's funny because I feel safer in New York sometimes than I do.
Really?
Well, I think depending on where I am in Ireland, but if I were back now in my hometown, my mental health would be all over.
Like if I live there, I'm very happy to be here. But there's a part, because I just lived, you know, around my family, like, so much love and support my whole life. And now I'm, like, alone. That it's like, I'm like, oh my God, if something happens to me now, I'm going to be alone.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas over there, I'm like, I'm very well surrounded. I'm protected.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't feel like I need to control things more.
And so what about, like, doing sexual acts? Like if you're with a guy a little while and you blow him, does OCD affect that?
I don't know. I haven't done it in a while.
I guess
I have to really trust the guy to be able to sleep with him. I've went out on dates, I've seen guys, but I haven't really gotten physical with any of them recently or in the last couple of years, just because I'm just like, I need a lot of time to trust you. I need to have, like, the guy that I was with for like 2 years ago, we were very good friends for a while until something like that actually happened, until like we hooked up. And even when we hooked up, it took a while for me to actually have sex with him.
It's hard because here in New York, people feel more comfortable having sex than they do having a fucking phone call. So
right,
it's hard for you to be like, actually, do you mind waiting and let's build up? It's more vulnerable for people here to actually get to know each other than to have sex.
Because there's a culture thing here around sex that, oh, it's not such a big deal. You can have sex with someone and it can mean nothing.
Yeah.
So people feel safe around that, I think. So they're like, oh, I can have sex with you and it could mean nothing, but if I call you, if I spend time with you, that means something.
Yeah. So if a guy calls me, I'm like, I'll marry you.
I don't know if a guy ever. I'm
just gonna keep an eye on the time so that we don't run out of space. But if I look at it, but guy calls me, that's great.
I don't know. Last time a guy called me like that, a guy that I was seeing.
Yeah, I think it's very rare.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who was the last guy who called me. Boris would call me all the time, but that's because he was wanting to know where I was every fucking second. Ugh. We call him Boris. Des named him that, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I can't get in trouble.
Okay. I know a guy named Boris. He's a friend of mine. Great guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a comedian. It's not him. I didn't date him.
I know it's not him. He's engaged. The Boris I know is engaged.
God, the OCD thing is interesting, though. Like, and what would be your, I guess, so do you have any tips for people just sort of?
I don't know if I'm in a good place to give anyone it's still very, like,
if anybody has any tips, write into us.
I try to think about the fact that it's OCD. I try to like look at it as a physical thing, as like, I'm like, okay, this is something that it's a condition.
Yeah.
It's not reality. So me being like, I try to rationalize its irrationality.
Yeah.
Right. When I'm like terrified, like that one time I accidentally touched the pole in the subway, and then I couldn't focus on anything. I just kept my hand away from my body the whole time, and all I could think about was my hand and getting to a place where I can wash my hand. Where sometimes now, if that happens, like I try to be like, let your hand down, let your hand touch your pants, let your hand touch your hair, it's fine.
Censoring yourself, that's really good.
Like, yeah, I try to be like, what's gonna happen? Like, okay, I touch, like I try to expose myself to the things and let them happen.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, it's okay.
I also think it's a real, a lot of these are like exactly what you said. It's something else going on. It's some other problem that you haven't dealt with. Because I know when I was younger and I was in a very unhappy environment. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but I would have to keep my shoes in a row, or I was convinced I would break my, like I would get out of bed if I saw a shoe that wasn't in an exact row.
Right.
Because I'd be convinced the next day I would break my leg.
Yeah.
But it's more a reflection of what was going on and me trying to have something controlled because I couldn't control it.
Right.
The unhappy behavior that was going on. Yeah,
you have to be able to, like, even now sometimes I have to force myself not to look at the ground when I'm walking, because if I'm looking at the ground, I can't touch the lines.
Oh yeah, I used to do that as a kid as well. I swear,
we all did it as a kid. But I still, like, if I'm looking at the ground,
I don't do it now. No, God, no.
Yeah, if I'm looking at the ground, I can't.
It's really hard.
If I touch the line, I'm like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, that's really tough.
If I touch the ground now, it means I'm going to die. So I'm like, I force myself not to touch the ground. And by the end, I'm like, I didn't touch the ground. That means I'm not going to die anytime soon.
Yeah.
I still think like that. So like sometimes I'm like, look up, focus on something else. Don't look at the ground. You're going to step on the lines and it's fine. Think about something else. Then I start thinking about other things. And next thing I know, I'm not thinking about it. But it's like, it's work. By the time I'm done walking, I'm tired. I'm like,
yeah, absolutely. It's mad. Like, it's mad, especially people's brains who are on 90. Like, I have a brain that's 70 on 90, but I do I said on the podcast before, when I think of bad thoughts, I just kiss my cross and then it stops. It's like a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think everybody has to find their, like, I guess you going in and washing your hands is unfortunately probably a bit of a coping mechanism for whatever the fuck's going on in your head.
I feel like,
yeah.
nothing.
And then hopefully one day you can get to the point where you're like, I'm just gonna suck this dick.
Yeah. No, gross.
Maybe never. No, gross. I will never say that out loud.
I will never.
How dare you, Katie? Who raised you? You should be ashamed of yourself.
You know, I'll go cry.
I love how immediately you felt so uncomfortable.
I just don't like that.
Suck this dick. Oh, no, no, no. You're all red.
So gross. Suck this dick.
Yeah. Oh. I find giving blowjobs more intimate than sex.
I
have to be with them. Like, yeah, I can't.
The worst. I hate it.
And my friends are like, oh no, like, I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to hook up with this guy tonight. I want to wait a while. And they're like, yeah, just blow him. And I'm like, no, that's like when I'm with him.
Right.
And then I'll be like confident to do it. And that's my thing. And I don't think anybody else should believe that or feel that way.
Yeah. It's your thing.
But I just know what I'm comfortable with and what I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah.
So will we talk about these fucking emails I got?
Let's talk about those crazy emails you got that we've been talking about for the last week.
I know, right? Let me make sure no one is.
Because of how insane it is that no one what?
For podcast listeners, remember last week?
Last episode.
It was Monday night. I was literally briefly mentioned, was talking about having kissed an LA guy. And this is a huge lesson for me, being very careful what I talk. I didn't think this could come bite me in the arse. Like, I didn't think anybody would fucking listen to it. So after that night, when the night with Des in the car, I was meant to go do a show and it got cancelled. So I went and hung out with the LA guy and his friends. And that was it. We hung out till 6 a.m. until he went and got his plane. And again, we'd never had sex. It was just kissing. And me and him probably only had about 3 hours where it was just the two of us, maybe 2 hours and a half, but we just got to know each other. Like, he's lovely. And that was it. That was it. And I know I'd said on the podcast last week, I'll probably be there in January, but I never said, like, I was going there for shows and I hadn't been confirmed on the shows. So because I'm going to San Francisco and I was going to go over there, but I'd never actually said last week on the podcast that I was going over.
Yeah.
For definite. But I said, oh, if I did, it'd be great to have someone to kiss over there. But that was it. It was very casual. I didn't say anything else. And I didn't say it to him until, like, he flies home. And I think I texted him on the Wednesday being like, I actually am confirmed on that show. So if you're around, like, I'd love to hang out. And he was like, yeah, grand, let's hang out. That was it. And then I get these emails from an email address saying women helping women at AOL. And basically warning me away from him. Should I read it? Should I already asked him, just for podcast listeners, I did ask him if I could
I mean, it's not really up to him. You're not mentioning his name or anything. It's fine.
Well, exactly. And it's just so bizarre because, like I said, it's not like I'd, like, it was just a bit of fun. It was a bit crack. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
And I'm going to LA for work anyway. It's not like but I mean, the only reason why I asked him is because it is important for me. Like, it's really hard when you're doing podcasts and you're talking about your own life. Mm-hmm. But like, if I would never want anyone to listen and be like, oh, you fucking said that about me. I feel like it's even with Boris, there's loads of fucking shit I could say about him.
Right.
But I haven't, just because, you know, anyway, I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable. Okay, so the first email was, that guy you met from LA is not it. Don't waste your time with him. He will not treat you right, unless that's what you're into. He's full of false promises and will say things to lure you to LA. While he has a group of girls on the back burner ready to go when you eventually see him for who he is. Women helping women. And it's at the email addresses. Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't say the email address. I think I already did by accident, but you know.
Yeah.
AOL is fucking terrifying. Hello, AOL is the creepiest part of that message.
Yeah, it is. That's my point of view too. The fact that you chose AOL.
But here's the thing.
Makes, like, me not trust you even more.
I know, but here's the thing. If it were women helping women, wouldn't you just be like, hey, look, this is who I am? You'd just fucking email from your real email address, or you'd say who you really are. Right. It was just so creepy. And I didn't really know. And I sent a screenshot of him to him because I was like, haha, what's this? Like, do you think this is just someone who listens to the podcast and hates LA people?
Right.
Not really thinking anything of it. But right. Also lure you to LA. Like, no one's luring me to LA. Right. I didn't meet someone. Like, yeah, obviously, like, I think he's a great guy and we had a connection, but I'm not going to be like, I'm just going to leave all my friends, my job. And
right.
For fuck's sake. Right. So I wrote back saying, I'm sorry, who's this? And how did you hear about me or the LA guy? And then she wrote, would you have responded to it?
I don't know.
It's a tough one because you're like, do I even want to fucking get involved in this?
Yeah, I might have not, or I might have gotten curious, or I might have just stopped talking to him, not told him anything.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I would have stopped everything.
But I think a lot of girls would probably just stop talking. I told him, I was like, I think it's a huge cock block.
Yeah.
So Then she wrote back.
Yeah, I don't think any girl would read that and be like, oh, great. Yeah. Interesting.
See, I have a high tolerance for crazy, so it's not good. You it's do, not even good.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just very like, I just go with it. And then I'm like, you're 6 months in and I'm like, oh, yeah. He's a fucking murderer. Yeah. The fucking flags
are
there.
You give people a lot of chances, yeah. For sure.
And so then she wrote back saying, the girl he has been with for years. Oh, shit. Found out he gave his number to you at a bar on Saturday and feels stuck. She doesn't know what to do. I'm acting as a friend on her behalf. She found out that you two spoke about visiting in January. I am sick of
seeing... Did you say all that on the podcast?
See, what I said in the podcast was I'll probably be there in January and I'll message him if I am.
You didn't say how you met. Did he give you his number? Anything?
I said I met him Saturday night, yeah. I met him at the weekend.
Okay, so that's information that you said. All right.
And then she said, like, I'm sick of seeing her hurt. And after seeing your page, you look like a nice girl and don't want the same to happen to you. Hopefully she will leave him soon. So I was like, what the fuck? I had asked him if he had a girlfriend. That was the first thing. Like when I was out dancing with his friends.
Yeah.
I turn around to his friend's girlfriend and I go, oh, she was like, oh, you two are dancing together. And I go, does he have a girlfriend? And she goes, no.
Yeah, then he doesn't.
So, but this message reads like he's with a girl. So I go, okay, well, if you don't mind. And also as well, it doesn't matter if... Like, it's not anything. If he did have a girlfriend, it's nothing I did wrong, because how was I meant to know? But I was just like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm definitely not meeting up with him in LA if he has a fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, if you don't mind, can you tell me his name? Just because I know his friends, so it would be a bit odd that they all lied. I'm a little confused. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And then she said his name, his nickname, and, you know, where they live. And she said they've been dating for 2+ years, plus he doesn't call his girlfriend. So I'm like, okay, he's not his girlfriend then. Because he likes to meet new girls. And the tricky thing is that every time she tries to break it off, he pleads for her to stay. She dropped him off at the airport. He asked her to pick her up. They went to a wedding together in October. They take care of each other when they're sick. They sleep over at each other's house every night. He bought her Comic-Con tickets for Christmas. I'm so sorry. I must be dragging to get these messages. But I care about her. And then she said she can't leave him because they're strong connection and he manipulates women. I can send you screenshots as further proof. So when she said...
First of all...
Okay.
I want to give that girl advice.
Yeah, okay, go.
You can't leave him because you have a strong connection to him. If a guy tells you, if you guys have been dragging along for 2 years, you're not his girlfriend, you kind of think you are, he's kind of seeing other girls, he's leaving you in the back burner, blah, 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 blah. Leave the fucking guy. Yeah. There is no excuse.
I'm sorry. And
a guy who wants to be with you will just be with you. That's not, there's no connection. This is all fake. It's fake connection. Even if you feel like it's real, it's bad for you. Like, I'm just being this girl's friend for a second.
Yeah, no,
if I was her friend,
so. Yeah.
I would be like, dude, get away from him.
Also, these emails.
The more you stay, the more you linger, the harder it's going to be. I've been in this before.
Yeah, well, you need to have a bit of self-respect as well, because you'll meet someone who wants to be with you.
Yeah, but it's sometimes it's easy to forget. I've been there. It's easy to forget about self-respect and loving ourselves because we just create a whole thing in our heads. I've been there, but... A guy who doesn't want to be with you through thick and thin, who isn't just like, if you want to be with someone and they don't feel the exact same way, they just want to be with you, like, don't waste your time for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're stopping yourself from meeting someone that will eventually want to be with you as much as you want to be with them. If you're feeling, oh, there's a strong connection, but he's like, I don't know. I kind of want to see other people, but yeah, we do get along great. This guy is just... leaving you hanging until he finds something that he wants more than he wants you. That's all it is. It's hard to hear, but that's what it is.
I agree with you. And like, obviously...
Leave him.
The fact that they... Like, to me, I don't believe that it is the girl's friend. Now, he does. We'll come to that in a second. But it reads to me like it's the girl reaching out to me being like, oh fuck, I don't want this girl coming over. But like, I'm just a girl he fucking kissed. It's not... It was nothing. It was not... There's not... Like, I live in New York. It'd be different if I lived here. And if I lived here and I was getting these fucking emails, I'd probably be like,
Here you mean in LA?
I mean, if they all lived here in New York.
If they lived
here in New York, I think he's great. I'd be like, I'm sure in a few weeks I'd be like, I want to date you. And he'd be like, I have commitment issues. And then it'd be over.
Right.
So that is what would happen. But I mean, if I were here thinking, oh, he's here and there's a potential for us to date. Because right now it's just fucking other side of the world. It's a bit of fun. I'll be there. You know, you can't even think past that.
Right.
But I was getting those emails, I'd be pretty fucking freaked out. But it was for now.
I would be too. I don't know how I would have handled it. I think honestly, I would have just shut everyone out. I would have stopped talking to him. I would have just not answered her. But that's me.
But also, and I'm very... So when she said screenshots, I thought maybe they had texted about me. So I was like, of course I want to see these fucking screenshots. Yeah. And I just go, sure, send me screenshots. But then it wasn't. It was personal messages between him and this girl. And now there's nothing. I'm not going to read those because they're private. But it was like, oh my God, I should be seeing these. And a video of them dancing at a wedding. And I was like, oh my God, I can't. I shouldn't even.
That's really weird. Yeah.
So that's when I was like, look, I'm really sorry. I just emailed back being basically like, I'm not going to read it. But basically I was just like, look, I'm really sorry. And I understand that you're trying to be there for your friend. But I live in New York City. I'm going to LA for work. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I hope I don't get murdered when I'm in LA. I'm going to LA for work. And as far as I stand now, me and this guy are just friends. Because, right. Like, you know, what? There's nothing, you know, we talk and we kissed. And if he was here, it'd be a different situation. But like, or I might not be. But you know what I mean? Like, I can't. And I was like, whatever relationship they have going on, I'm sure they'll sort it out, but kind of leave me out of it. And then I fucking text him being like, what the fuck? Like, this is what's going on. And if when I go to LA, like if we're hanging out, I don't want to get murdered. I don't want to be stuck in between. I don't want to be like the reason. I don't want to be homewrecker, you know, or like if you're in a relationship.
Has he talked to her about this?
Yeah, he had. But look, I don't know what's going on. He's telling me he did. But when we.
You haven't been receiving those since, right?
No, but every time I get a fucking email, my heart jumps into my mouth. Because yeah. I did like, look, and then she did message me like, look, my friend is going to get so mad at me. I shouldn't have got involved and stuff. And like, I was just like, just didn't respond to that last one. But yeah, my hair pounds when I think. And even I was like, oh my God, I'm going to LA now. Is this one going to come and like come to my shows and like throw fucking coffee at me or something?
No, she won't. I don't think.
But it's also like, we didn't even have sex. So, right. And I definitely said that. So long story short.
Throw coffee at me. That's so funny. I was just like, I don't want to get
that's
burned.
That's where your brain went. Maybe she'll throw coffee at
but
me.
But the thing is, I never actually. So anyway, I said to him, I was like, all I want from you is I don't need to know what's going on with you and some girl because you're not with me. Right. I just want to make sure that when I go there, if we hang out, because I'll probably try to shift you. You need to let me know if you have a girlfriend at the time.
Right.
Which is fair enough. And secondly, how they found out about me. So how they found out about me was his Instagram followers. They saw him following a new girl. They went on to my page.
I don't
they listened
trust
to the podcast.
Shit.
I don't know either. It's really hard
That's
to be like...
too much.
Like, now, look, it is...
Are you the only person who followed him in the last week and then... They knew for sure that something had gone.
And then they went and bothered listening to my fucking podcast.
Yeah, that's a little much for.
And I never said on
going that far for just an assumption because of an Instagram follow is a little. I feel like there's more to that.
Right.
And I feel like there's more to that. I don't know.
And then the thing is as well, like, I didn't fucking. I never said I was actually meeting up with him until after we did the podcast. Like, did we actually arrange to hang out when I'm over there? So. I don't know. But then again, she did make up a fucking fake email and says her friend is emailing. Well, what friend does that? Would you go email some guy?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I would just tell
none of it's
to
logical.
Suck it up and stop being with him. And then if she doesn't want to do it, then that's too bad for her.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah, that's what I would do. But I'm more of a tough love kind of person.
Yeah, well, I'm more of a not getting involved type of person.
Also that.
I would be so mortified.
If I see a guy that my friend's kind of into going with another girl, I'd be like... good riddance. That means he doesn't want to be with you. You deserve someone who wants to be with you. Don't waste your time. Don't give him the time of day. If he doesn't want you, he doesn't deserve your attention.
100%. Look, if they want you, they'll be with you. That's it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you completely
That's what
agree.
I would tell my friend. And that's what I would tell myself.
Yeah. And like, and I guess the thing is as well, like her being like, I just want to look out for you. But why are you trying to look out for me? Like if lady is really listening to the podcast, thanks for trying to look out for me. But why? I just kissed him and I'm not being lured to LA or whatever. It's bizarre, the whole thing. Like, it's not like... She's probably looked at my page and been like, this one's a fucking hopeless romantic. She'll a fucking...
You do look pretty pathetic.
Yeah, I know. She'll come out to LA and be like, fall in love.
You look like a loser.
The only thing I'm in love with is stand-up, so...
Preach, sister.
I know. I'll end up alone just because I want to fucking do the comedy club every night.
I want to talk all the time.
I don't know if I'll keep this bit in or if I'll cut it out, but I think it is interesting though.
Yeah, it is interesting. I just think that for whoever is listening to that, if you do keep it in, even for people who are not involved in this story, I think it's a good lesson for anyone to not waste your time on someone who just doesn't. If you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you, fuck them. Fuck them.
I agree. I completely agree.
I'm a firm believer of love yourself first.
Yeah.
Your love for yourself needs to be greater than your love for anyone else to a certain... Like, I don't mean be a bitch and only think about yourself. Be selfless, but also respect yourself first. Don't let your love for someone come before your love for yourself, unless they're your children.
I agree. I kind of nearly wanted, because I well, look, firstly, I think it's completely irrational. Irrational is the right word.
Irrational.
Irrational. Thanks. Fucking hell. I'm so bad at words. See, my English is worse than yours. I should have learned my English off Anaconda. it's completely irrational behavior, because if you're going through his followers and then you're going to this girl's page and then you're listening to my fucking podcast and then you're fucking emailing me, like, that is mental. Like, that's energy you could be using to focus on your career, on your fucking go for a jog. You know, look after yourself. Like, the thing is, if he lived here, I've already said, I think he's lovely. I think he's adorable. He's just so fucking, it's the first lad now in since Boris that I, well, and in Boris I wasn't interested with. It was just fucking sexual. I just wanted to have sex, so I fucking dated him. But he's like, I enjoy listening to him, or like, and again, it's only, it was only 3 days, but if he was here, I'd probably like, I'd probably want to date him. And then when he'd be like, oh, I don't like labels, I'd be like, yeah, good luck. See you later. And I just fucking move on to the next heartbreak. And that's what you do. That's what you have to fucking do. You can't go, I'll just wait around until they change their mind. For fuck's sake, you don't want to wait around. You don't want to wait around for a guy who's going to change their mind, because he's just waiting for the next best thing to come along. Or maybe he'll never be. Maybe he'll never fucking, but no. Like, oh no, I hate that. I'm like, I feel like, I do feel bad for her, this person, whoever it is. Because either she's completely mental and she's going to murder me when I get there. I'm going to go there. We're going to hook up. She's going to be watching through the window. I'm going to fucking get killed.
Okay, you're going a little far in your imagination.
I know, but I do like being imaginative.
I know. I just think
my dad was slagging me, because I was like, I'm going to leave. I've been going anyway. I just hadn't the dates confirmed. And then I was like, and I have this show booked. And then I was like, I'm just really nervous now. What if I get murdered? And he was like, oh, yeah, I don't think you should go. And I was like, are you being
sarcastic? Can I say that to your dad?
No, he was being sarcastic. Oh, he was being he was like, why are you even thinking about this? Who gives a fuck? He was like, you're going out there for shows. He was like, why are you even talking to a guy from LA? He lives on the other side of the world. And then I was like, okay, right. Sorry, dad. I was like, because I like talking to him. He says nice things to me.
That's so funny.
Because even when he told me how they found out about me, because I was like, oh look, actually, did you find out? Like, because I was kind of like, look, rationally it makes more sense if he just told her, I met this girl in New York, she'll be in LA at this weekend, me and you can't be seeing each other that weekend. That's the logical rational. He was like, no, it's your Instagram, it's your my Instagram or whatever. And then he was like, and it's definitely her friend, because I read the emails and that's not her language and I know language. But then at the same message, he sent me a different thing that was like, I'm not, obviously not going to say it, but it was very sad and deep, and I needed to address it. But I felt, why are you saying that to me now? I want to talk about this thing. it felt like
it's just really too much drama for someone you've only seen 2 times in your life.
I know. Well, I guess we saw each other a few more times, but like in the space of 3 days.
Katie.
Yeah. It's a lot, right?
Yeah, it's already a lot.
But also,
it's my POV.
My POV is, it's a lot, and I'm only talking about it because it's a podcast. My second one is like, when I'm not on talking about this, because I think it's kind of interesting. I don't care if he's like, I don't care if he's a dick. Like, if he's a dick, he's a dick. That's fine. I don't think he's a dick. I don't know. He could be the biggest dick in the world. But if I'm having fun and it's fucking... Right. And I have fun when I'm in LA, then does it really matter?
Yeah.
What's a fucking weird one.
Yeah.
It is weird, though, that I got dragged into it.
Right.
I think most girls probably would be like, bye.
Yeah, that would be me 100%.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just don't ever think anything is worth this.
Well, it's done or now. Anyone. Well, it's done now, and I'm not in a relationship, so it's fine. I think it'd be different if he lived here. I was planning to be in a relationship. I wouldn't want to be fucking involved with someone who has...
You never know what can happen, dude.
What do you mean?
Maybe you guys will be living in the same place. You don't know.
Yeah, well, like, let's say if he did live here and he was like, I have this on-off thing and she's my friend or whatever, I'd be like, whatever, just fucking clear it up and don't have me contacted again. Yeah. And then if I heard anything about it again, I'd be like, goodbye.
Yeah.
That's it. Simple. Yeah. Simple as.
I think that's the right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be dating someone who has a fucking puppy dog following them around, hoping
for sure
to get some. Mm. And we've all fucking done it. We've all had that friend who, you know, they want more, and they fucking do everything for you. Like, now I'm not, because I was thinking as well, here's his side. If fucking Boris got his email, the fucking psychotic shit he would say about me. Like, he told me, you know, he fucking said all this stuff. Like, oh, you told me you loved me when you didn't love me. Blah, blah, blah. I hate him. And I, so his point of view is that I'm terrible. So if he fucking sent an email, it wouldn't be fucking saying the nicest stuff about me.
Right.
And then secondly, I have guys that, I have some guy friends where I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, I probably shouldn't be asking them for stuff because I do probably think that they're doing this because they think it's giving me brownie points. But also I'm like, but I really need that thing right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think we all kind of need to be, address that and maybe not string people along and be very clear. Like, oh yeah, stringing people along, that's a good one. We should talk about that sometime. But we've been yapping on for an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, we should probably wrap it up. That's the longest you've done this now.
I think the longest was it was like an hour and 30. So Dad's would fucking be like, what the fuck, hey, you get to 2 on, you just yep.
Just leave you alone for 1 second, you fucking ruin everything.
I'll listen back though. We'll see about the emails. I probably will keep it in. I think it's a good follow on. But I have to be very careful because
there is one part I'm gonna ask you to remove, but
okay, I'll remove it. Yeah. But I do think it's a good follow on because it's I think as well for the listeners, maybe if they ever had situations like that, because it's not his fucking girlfriend, it's someone he was seeing. And at this stage, do I need to know if he was a piece of shit to other people now? Because
there's one thing that you need to keep in your thoughts also, that there is a possibility, and I'm not saying that's what it is, but you need to keep this in mind, that there is a possibility that he could be lying. You don't know the guy.
No, exactly. And all the last two guys,
so don't for sure be like, she shouldn't blah blah, or she, it's her.
Oh no, 100%. It could be.
I want you to like get out of how much you had a connection to him
or agree with
the fact that you like him, and be like, there is a possibility that this girl is actually, she probably shouldn't send that email. I don't think that's a good enough reason to send you that email. She should just leave you be, make your own mistakes. The guy's not like, she's not warning you that he's like a serial killer. It's just like, oh, he's a player. We've all been with players. It's fine. Like, I wouldn't email someone over that. I'll just be like, good luck, girl. She'll figure it out. But I just want you to keep that in mind, that it's, oh, that's a possibility that this guy is not, you know, upfront about shit, and he's probably not that honest, or maybe maybe he is dragging her along more than he is letting you know that he is.
Oh yeah, because there was another part in the email that I didn't read out. There was another email where she said she was upset because she also found out of another girl he was stringing along.
So keep that in mind.
And also, but he says it's definitely not the girl he was seeing sent it. He said it was her friend.
Yeah.
But that's what worried me. The emails never worried me. I always thought, oh, it's just some fucking crazy ex. That's grand.
But we knew it was the friend who was sending them anyway.
I presumed it wasn't. I presumed it was the girl pretending to be the friend. But when he says it's the friend, I'm like, well, why does a friend, a person you're not even dating, you hate you this much?
Because that they've reached really out. Close to her.
Yeah, well, that's where it's like, oh, well, she's seeing it firsthand. It is just like... It just sounds a bit messy.
It is messy, but I just, that's why I want you to keep in mind.
But I'm also in New York City, so it's fine.
Yeah. But just keep this in mind when you go see him. Not when you go see him, when you go to LA to do your shows and you see him.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to see him, but if you see him again.
Because the thing is, he might just never contact me again. Like, you know, or
by the time you go to LA for your shows, you're probably going to lose touch with him.
Exactly.
But if you do see him again, or if you, I don't know, just keep this in mind.
Yeah. I think it's fine because...
It's easier to believe him because you know him. He 100%. Talks to you. You're talking to him directly.
And the last two guys I dated were pathological liars.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. And you know how much liars can be good at lying.
Yeah, they're great. They just tell you whatever you want. Right.
I know for sure that he's lying. I don't know.
We don't. But I think it is like... I think that's... It was just back to when you were saying, when someone tells you something, you're like, fuck, which do I believe? And I think for me, it's fine because I'm not dating him. It's hard. But then you're also like... I know a few of my friends' boyfriends who were dicks to girls before and treat them like gold.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking... I think I should never have gotten
of being an asshole. Every person has been an asshole to another person before.
I completely agree. And I didn't need to know that because you're not warning me. I'm not here dating him.
Right.
Like, and even then I'd be like, oh, can
but I she doesn't know that. She probably thinks, oh, they're going to start dating long distance. Maybe she's going to come to LA. He's going to go to New York. She doesn't know what the situation is.
Yeah. And also, or she might be just like, her friend might be so upset. Her friend might be like, oh, fuck, what if she comes here and he goes there, and she goes, and they might be like, let's stop it before it begins. You never fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't know. America's crazy. America, you are crazy. Oh, my God.
I think there are crazy people all over the world.
And like, there was more. There was videos, and I think there was more to the emails. I'm not fucking getting into it, but like,
yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. Anyway, she needs to get Gmail. That's the main thing.
More of the story. Gmail.
And if she's listening,
stop using AOL.
If she's listening, I'm not like shitting on you or whatever. I'm just like, please don't email me again. I'm just, you know, I had a podcast. You knew what you were doing when you email a person with a podcast was obviously going to fucking come up.
Right.
So I think we should wrap this up because I'll have to, I guess, do a bit of editing.
Yeah.
Do a bit of editing. I think it was good though. What do you think? How did I do without Des?
I think you did great.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I get nervous.
We would have loved to have Des with us, but yeah, we think Des. we stood our ground. See, who said women couldn't do it too?
Oh, go have sex, Natalie. That's the end of the podcast. Right, go right now.
I'm gonna go right
go
now.
Go into my shower and touch yourself.
No, absolutely not. That would be really weird.
It's clean.
Okay, still. Anyway. Thank you, Katie, for having me.
Okay, do you wanna plug your Instagram?
Nat Your Color.
Love you.
Bye bye.
Love the podcast listeners. Okay, thanks everybody for staying with me. If you did, give us 5-star reviews please, and also to the girl, if she is listening to this, who sent me the emails, if you wouldn't mind also giving me a 5-star review, that'd be great. So I hope you liked the episode, and if you have any questions or anything you want to write into us, like anything you want us to talk about, anything you want us to bring up, anything you have tips on, anything, please, I love getting your DMs. And look, follow Natalie, she puts up great videos there, she's very funny. And yeah, go get Des's Mamma Mia ticket, the show is brilliant, so go get it right now. And yeah, love yous, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.